The interviewee is Captain Wesley H. Burt, 079500 USMC, pilot and assistant operations officer attached to HMM 364, MAG 36, Fubai, Republic of Vietnam. The interviewer is Corporal Norman R. Carlson, 218-5474 USMC. This interview takes place at Fubai, Republic of Vietnam on 4 March 1968. The subject of this interview is tactics used on resupply missions. The events described in this interview occurred during the period of June 1967 to present date. This interview is classified confidential until downgraded by higher authority.
I'm Captain Burt. I have been with the Squadron HMM 364 since June of 67. We have deployed into Vietnam October of 67. It wasn't until November before we started flying, and for the month of November, we flew the H-34. In December, our H-46 Deltas arrived, and we started flying with the Deltas. We had already had several types of missions that were rather hazardous, and we tried to think of new and better ways in which to operate these particular missions. To give you an example, we have had recon extracts where the helicopter could not land in the zone because it was not big enough. Therefore, we would have to hover and hoist each one aboard. To pull out an 8-man team and a dog may take as long as 15 minutes. We thought about this and have been working on having a cargo net lowered from the ramp of the helicopter, and the recon team could all grab a hold of the cargo net, entangle themselves, and we could fly out of the zone in this manner. It would save quite a bit of time and possibly some lives. Another trouble that we have had in the past that we started to work on and press towards is hauling resupplies. In hauling resupplies, our biggest problem seemed to be getting a loading crew that is expeditious and good at loading in what they should be loading. It would take us approximately, at minimum, 5 minutes to get loaded, and then we would go into a landing zone much like Contium. And then it would take another 5 minutes to unload. Sitting in the landing zone for 4 or 5 minutes can be rather hairy with when mortars start coming in, and often we would have to stop the load in the middle halfway through the unloading process and take off immediately to stay out of mortar fire. We had started pushing using external loads, whereas the cargo is put in a cargo net and tied to a hook on the bottom of the aircraft. In this manner, we can come in, hover over our load in an LSA, logistic support area, be hooked up with our external cargo, fly to the landing zone and drop it. Well, again, make our approach into the landing zone, lower the load to the ground, and then release our hook, which would release a cargo net. This all takes just a matter of seconds for loading and unloading. The only drawback to this is that we have to reduce our speed approximately 40 knots. But it really makes up for it in the time we save in the loading and unloading. In the caisson area, in the past, it has been resupplied by helicopters, the hills around caisson. We have Hill 881, 861, and 950, which takes precedence over the other landing zones we might use. On these three hills, we have Marine outposts, and they have to be supplied, resupplied, on almost a daily basis. The altitude of Khe Sanh is 1,500 feet, and all of these landing zones are higher than this, 950 being the highest at approximately 3,000 feet. CH-46 Delta, the aircraft that we fly, is suited to this type of work at higher altitudes. In the past, they have had working birds being fragged to stay overnight and work through the days for as much as three days to a week at a time. A lot of work can be done by using these work birds. But since the Tet truce that we were supposed to have had and the enemy offensive having started, it has been increasingly more and more hazardous to fly these missions out of Khe Sanh. They still have work birds there, and they are still hauling supplies into these various landing zones. But they have to hook up their loads, their external loads, at Khe Sanh, maybe under a mortar barrage or a rocket attack. And often they would have to go and orbit the field, orbit above the field, for maybe an hour at a time until things cooled off and they could attempt another approach. Also in the landing zones themselves, the enemy seems to have really dug in around all these landing zones. And he takes pop shots at us and he throws mortars in at us. And so we have used every possible means of trying to avoid this fire. Our primary defensive support would be the Huey gunbirds. The Huey gunbirds have both automatic fire, automatic machine guns, and rocket support. They do a real good job, even though they are quite slow for their job. In each CH-46, we have M60 machine guns, two M60 machine guns. This also gives some fire support. Recently, we have had to shoot our way into a landing zone and shoot our way out of it. We have taken many hits and have had a lot of aircraft down due directly to battle damage. On the 25th of February, it was decided that we had to do another type of action to get these helicopters into the zone and to get the resupplies in. This type of action was thought of consolidating the fixed wing cover, the Huey guns, and the CH-46s all in one operation to get the needed supplies into these outposts. So on 25 February, we took eight CH-46s and loaded up external loads at the LSA and Dan Ha. We then proceeded on 3-minute intervals, each of the H-46s, proceeded IFR to VFR conditions on top at 6,000 feet. When we got to Khe Sanh, we could see the field from 6,000 feet. We set up an orbit at 6,000 feet over Khe Sanh until all eight birds had again joined up. Meanwhile, we had a TACA on station directing fixed wing preparation on the zone. They used bombs, rockets, and napalm all around each one of the zones that we had intended to go into that day. Now we had eight CH-46s, each with an external load of approximately 4,000 pounds per load. This is 16 tons of cargo. During the zone prep and on the given signal, a smoke screen was laid down along this valley so that it would guard us against being spotted by the enemy, the helicopters going into the zone. We made our approach, and it had been thoroughly briefed that we would have the closest possible interval going into the zone, and some zones we can get two helicopters into at a time. And so within a total of not more than 30 seconds, we had deposited 16 tons of cargo into the zone. We also had Huey guns firing underneath our approach routes and also giving suppressive fires. Meanwhile, the Air Force would be diving in and out of the valleys, dropping napalm, bombs, and strafing runs. The weather is quite strange at Khe Sanh in that because it is so far away from the coast that it seems to be clear there when everything on the coast is socked in. This combination IFR-VFR operation seems to be working quite well. We have worked this operation at least once a day and often twice a day, if weather permitting. During this whole operation, it has now been over a week, we have had only one bird hit by enemy fire, and that was only one small hole of small arms fire. Hauling 16 tons of cargo each trip in, I think this is a pretty successful operation.